The Elkan 200 snow machine race is this weekend in southeast Alaska. The 43rd annual event takes over the Haines Highway from the Canada to the U.S. border to Yukon's Des Dyash Lake on Saturday as riders and their support teams from around Alaska and Canada race for a prize pot of thousands of dollars. Tara Bicknell has more from KHNS in Haines.
Last year's Elkan 200 was one of the slowest in its decades-long history. That's because there was hardly any snow or ice covering the paved race course that runs about 160 miles from the U.S.-Canada border to a lake in the Yukon and back. This year is looking to be a reversal, says Rick Campbell, a former racer who's working behind the scenes as a sled mechanic this year.
The thing about every year, it's different every year, but last year, of course, it was pretty dry and lots of wind, and we're hoping not this year, but when I came up, it was looking really good. But then, of course, the temperatures dropped here in the last week, so there was a few bare spots, but nothing like last year. And hopefully there will be no wind, because that's the bare pavement and the wind are your two killers.
Snow machiners, unlike vehicle motorists, generally prefer packed snow or ice for race day. It was conditions of that description that partially led to the record average speed for the race, 120 miles per hour, set by Fairbanks' Craig Hill in 2007.
If the road stays the way I saw it, it's quite possible the record could be broken this year.
By midday this Wednesday, 12 riders had pre-registered, which race organizer Karen Hess estimates will be about a third of the total turnout. The lineup for this weekend's race includes last year's overall race winner, Jared Davey of Whitehorse, who's returning to race the same 2008 Yamaha Apex he rode in 2011. But the list of local riders from Haines is slim, says Hess. But she says that could change when nearby residents learn about this year's prize for the first Haines racer to cross the finish line.
$1,500 for the fastest local this year to finish.
The bulk of that prize was donated in honor of one former racer, Haines Dennis Miles, who passed away last winter from an apparent heart attack while skiing on Mosquito Lake. A newly added prize this year may also encourage new riders to enter the race. It again is in memory of a former racer and is called the Rookie of the Year Award.
And that's got to be somebody who's never raced the Elkan before. You know, so if you say you have five people who have never raced before, first one that finishes of those rookies gets $1,000. And then if they want to come back the next year, then the club will waive their entry fee for the following years. That money is being donated by Lila Young. Her and her husband have raced for years, Ron and Lila Young from Cantwell, Alaska. And Ron passed away last spring of pancreatic cancer.
First overall winner is guaranteed at least $1,000 in prize money, with second and third place also guaranteed smaller amounts. This year's Elkan 200 is Saturday, January 21st, along the Haines Highway. Reporting in Haines, I'm Tara Bicknell.